Hi, freaks! It's Monday, June 30th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, members of the Jonestown Massacre air their grievances, plus Distorted View revisits some classic 1-900 sex lines, I have a holographic anime girlfriend, and spraying weed killer in the face of children. All of this was your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show.
Shut the fuck up!
It's just a fun thing.
The whole thing was a fabrication.
There ain't no nut in the blue cake gonna mess with my vagina.
Stuff my fucking asshole. That's it. Stuff the fucking shit box.
Listen, Butterworth, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black?
All right, here we go. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you, back to kick off a new week of programs. This, of course, right here is Distorted View Daily. I've been doing a lot of reading about a Japanese pop star. Her name is Hatsune Miku. Have you ever heard of her? If not, here's a little bit of her music. Sounds pretty much like every Japanese song sung by a girl, right? Here's the difference, though. Hatsune Miku is not real. She's fake. It's all computers and synthesizers and shit. And she's huge in Japan. The song that I'm playing for you right now has over 11 million hits. She's one of the biggest pop stars in Japan. She has a comic book line. She has performed in concerts as a hologram. Plus, since she's basically just software, like her voice is completely fake, anyone can make music with her. One of the compilations that someone has created using her voice debuted at number one on the Japanese weekly album charts. She even had an endorsement deal with Domino's Pizza.
Hello, everyone. I'm Scott, president of Domino's Pizza. Have you heard of Hatsune Miku? Today, I'd like to announce a new collaborative project featuring Hatsune Miku. Domino's app featuring Hatsune Miku.
Yeah, you point your phone at the Domino's cardboard box that the pizza comes in, and then Hatsune Miku comes to life and sings a song. It's ridiculous. She's everywhere in Japan. Well, this got me thinking. If technology has progressed this far, why can't I have my own holographic Japanese sex slave? I mean, legal age consenting virtual girlfriend. Well, turns out for the right price, I can have my own. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you all to my girlfriend, Tetsuku.
I love you, Tim.
I love you too, Tetsuku. What do you want to do today?
I need you inside of me. Fuck me with cat and coke. Tear my teenage up.
Okay, after the show today, I will tear that tiny Jap pussy. Obviously, I love Tetsuku for a number of reasons. One, I can't get a girl on my own. This is way easier. Second of all, I don't know if you know this, but the Blackulator Caucasiatron computer that we use occasionally here on Distorted View was created by MIT. Tetsuku was designed by a team of male Japanese virgins. These are horny men from a culture known for its weird sexual fetishes. Isn't that right, Tetsuku?
Feel my moist pillow skin to withstand to calorie bronze.
Sometimes it's hard to understand Tetsuku, because, you know, the language barrier. She wants me to fill her moist, hairless cunt with tentacle rape arms, okay?
Shit in my mouth, feed me stinky poop.
Y'all understood that one.
I am your tip, Tetsu.
As you can imagine, Tetsuku did not come cheap. So, in an effort to write my new girlfriend off as a business expense, I was kind of hoping that Tetsuku could read the news headlines at the start of each story. For example,
500 after a terrorist attack. It's a bloody mess.
All right, not too bad. Now let's try a real one. This is a real piece of news. Tetsuku just read this on Google. It's about Meshach Taylor from Designing Women. Yes, Tetsuku, go ahead.
Meshach Taylor is dead. The Designing Women Starhead Cancer.
You know, we might be onto something here. It's a very sad piece of news, but when Tetsuku kind of sings it, it doesn't seem that bad, does it?
When can you puke in my mouth?
Wow, you can take the girl out of Japan, but you can't take Japan out of the girl.
Please blow chunks down my throat. I am your sick bitch.
You are a sick bitch, but you've got a very pleasant voice. People could hire Tetsuku to just, you know, give out bad news. Kind of lessens the blow when it's in that sing-song voice of hers.
I'm sorry to say that you have full-blown AIDS.
This is why Tetsuku was worth every penny I spent on her. She knew enough to hold that last word, AIDS, as a long note. You have full-blown AIDS. All right, so there you go. Thank you very much, Tetsuku. We'll check in with you later on in the program. You know, I found just a bunch of old late 80s, early 90s 1-900 phone sex line commercials. A lot of these would air on the USA Network during Up All Night with Rhonda Shear. Up All Night. All Night, or Gilbert Godfrey, depending on what era of Up All Night you are a fan of. Got a few of these commercials here I thought I'd share with you. Take a listen. This is from 1989.
Would you like to hear women confessing their deepest, darkest secrets?
Women's secret confessions, all real, all true.
I love that the girl speaking at the beginning was practically comatose, and then the second after she spoke, she's almost cut off. That crazy male voice almost sounded like a horror movie.
Do you want to talk to some of the hottest women in America?
Call the jerk-off line while they're still alive.
Me and my friends have secrets we've never told anyone.
What are these filthy, disease-ridden sluts hiding? Call and find out.
Sometimes there are things we just have to get off our chests.
Women's secret confessions, what their best friends don't even know.
Listen to women baring their souls.
Call 1-900-909-1133. $2 first minute, 45 cents additional minutes. Adults only, please.
Will my secret be safe with you?
She doesn't like black people.
All right, I've got another 900 phone sex commercial here. This is for those of you who find nurses sexy.
Hi, honey. We're your night shift nurses, and we're here to take care of you for the rest of the night.
I wonder how many elderly people called this line looking for actual medical advice. I woke up in the middle of the night with chest pains, and I saw your phone number for night nurses. Send someone quick. You have a sexy voice. Sounds like you need a nurse to come check on you. You're our favorite patient. I'm feeling lightheaded. Oh, don't pass out yet. Enter your Visa or MasterCard number now so we can begin the checkup.
I'm disabled. I'm on Medicaid.
A lot of people died over this 1-900-89 nurse. All right, let's finish up with this ad.
Looking for some tender, loving care tonight?
Yeah.
Call us now at 1-900-89-NURSE. $3.99 for a minute. Must be 18. That's 1-900-89-NURSE.
One. Well, I need to learn how to speak like that. 1-900-89-NURSE.
I think you need some special attention. We have the diagnosis to make you feel better.
Their prescription is always to jerk off. It's the only thing they can legally prescribe.
I'm pretty sure I need bypass surgery. Oh, no. What you need is to tell me your wildest fantasies. How's that gonna help me?
Give us a call, won't you?
I've got one more 1-900 commercial. This is more like an infomercial. This had to have been towards the end of the 900 chat line era. I would say mid to late 90s is when this thing aired. They were even able to license the use of a song. Take a listen.
Hey, if you're single and alternative, don't touch that dial. You're about to meet some of the hottest and sexiest alternative men and women. And you can talk live at the cruise bar.
All right, first of all, I'm pretty sure whoever the announcer is a tranny. Second of all, they never use the word gay, but that's what this is. I think for some reason when this aired, maybe the local TV stations didn't want gay ads or something. I don't know.
The hottest way to connect in the 90s. Starring the princess of passion, Terry Stevens.
All right, it appears that Terry Stevens is a drag queen.
Hi, you've heard of the Prince of Love. I'm the Princess of Passion. That's right, I'm Terry, and I'm here to tell you about a totally new exciting thing called the Cruise Bar. That's right, don't touch that dial. Stay right where you are. That's right, turn up the volume if you have to. There's a number on your screen, and I want you to call that number because you get to meet exciting, fun, and fantastically alternative people. That's right, alternative. Guys, girls, single, and just waiting to meet and listen to someone like you. That's right. Go pick up your phone. Dial that number on the screen. And
this can't be real, right?
You can meet all of us and maybe even more. Try it. You'll like it.
Hello, everybody. My name's Alex. I'm 23 years old. I'm into dancing and darts, and I'm looking for that special someone who knows how to treat a man right.
Hi, my name is Liam. I'm into old movies, jazz, and alternative music. I'm 30 years old, and I'm looking to meet somebody 30 to 35, preferably for a commitment.
So throughout this video, you hear from people who I guess are on the alternative cruise bar line.
Hi, my name's Dan. I like hockey, partying, and playing pool.
I think this is from Canada, actually.
I'm looking for someone with similar interests who can be a party animal, but yet open-minded enough to have a good conversation with.
Hey, my name is Fish. I'm 19 years...
The one woman that's featured is named Fish. The only reason I think this is real is that, you know, these testimonials or whatever are not funny. They seem to be pretty genuine.
I'm old and my life basically revolves around music. So I'm looking for someone with the same interests, maybe even someone to work with.
Someone. They seem to say someone. Come on, you know you want a fucking huge bull dyke eating out your cunt.
Play guitar and I do
say
a lot
it.
Of writing. And other than that, I'm just looking for a really nice, intelligent person.
Person.
That can be
someone.
My companion.
Hi, it's Henry.
All right. This guy, wait a second, before I even let him speak, he is gotta be 45 plus, got like a grayish mustache, nerd glasses. I want you to listen very closely to him.
Hi, as Henry VIII said to his wives, girls, I won't keep you long. My name is Willie, I'm 29 plus.
What a great way to not say your age. I'm 29 plus. Yeah, we know you're over 29.
Up to party, heavy duty.
Actually, did you notice he said something about women? This might be a straight guy on the alternative line.
Hi, as Henry VIII said to his wives, girls, I won't keep you long.
Girls, I won't keep you long. Unless he was like, girls. I don't know what he meant by that.
My name is Willie. I'm 29 plus, and I love to party heavy duty. I'm looking for somebody that's hot and loves to party also. Don't forget, we're here for a good time, not a long time.
All right, so this guy is just looking for a quick fuck.
Hi, are you still sitting on the couch? Get off the couch and call the number before it's too late. These are real people waiting to meet real people like yourselves. One-on-one, alternative, live. Go to the phone, call the number. Don't be looking at me. Do it, Mary.
So now, what you're seeing here, I should really link to this on our show notes today, is just the whole nightclub, the cruise bar, dancing around. Like, right now, we're looking at Fish dancing. I mean, maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe these are all straight people. That last guy was definitely straight, even though this commercial is hosted by a drag queen. I could be wrong here. I don't know what's going on.
Hi, my name is David. I'm 39 years old.
Whoa! The pfft is strong with this one.
I'm an actor and a writer. I like going to films.
Films. Calm down with that shit. By the way, I figured out why some gay men have lisps. It's like a fag beacon. So, like, if you're at a restaurant and you hear that, I was just in the shoe department, there was nothing to buy. That guy is sending out some gay sonar or whatever to let other gay people know there's a gay guy there and you should find him. Like, it's almost like a mating thing. He's looking for other gay people. That's what the lisp is. I mean, nowadays, it's totally unnecessary because, you know, gay people are more accepted, right? But 10, 20 years ago, the was a great way to lure other gay people into your area to hook up or whatever. That's how gay people found each other, through the lisp.
Hi, my name is David. I'm 39 years old. I'm an actor and a writer. I like going to films and plays. I'd like to meet someone in their 30s. We could have a good time. I like swimming and skiing as well.
Every fucking conceivable S activity. I like sword fighting. I like skiing. I like swimming. I like sharks. Oh, I love Shark Week. My favorite appliance at home, of course, is the skillet. Love just sitting down on my sofa and stretching out or sleeping on it. Whatever.
Hi, my name is Cher, and I'd like to meet people.
Hey, Cher, you're one of two chicks in this cruise bar. Work your way through the sea of men and search out fish. She's there. She's looking for you.
Friendship. People who like to stay fit and healthy. Brunettes. Dark eyes. People who like to have fun. Educated. I'm in my 30s. Tall, 5'10". I'd like to meet you.
Hi, I'm Terry. I'm 30 years old. I'm into movies, going out walking. Late nights in the restaurant.
If you say you're into walking, you've got nothing, right? You're grasping at straws here. My name is Gary. I like walking. Everyone walks. You know what I mean? Like that's like I like to breathe. I like getting up. I like sleeping and then waking up. Top three things I enjoy: oxygen, seeing things out of my eyes. That's good. That's a good one. I love to see things. All right.
And just having fun.
Hi, my name's Cameron, and I'm 24 years old. I like things like walking, reading.
Oh my God, I found the perfect guy for you. What are the odds? Two guys who both enjoy walking at the cruise bar. It'd be funny if, like, on his way out of the cruise bar, a car hit him, became a paraplegic. The one thing I enjoyed in life has been taken away from me. All right, so there you go. Just some 900 sex lines for you. Hey, finally, before we get into the news, we've talked about the Jonestown Massacre here on the show. If you don't know, Jim Jones was the leader of a cult, and apparently like over 900 people committed suicide. Before that all went down, though, the group would get together and talk things out. And during one of their sessions, they all decided to stand up and air their grievances with people who have wronged them, maybe defectors from the cult. Take a listen to what some people had to say about family members and others who have wronged them.
Dad, I feel that since my brother and sister, so-called brother and sister, put you through all this trouble, I feel that you should let my brother stay in jail, let him rot. I feel that you should save my sister from being stabbed and bleeding to death. I feel that my sister should, when the pigs came and finna take her to jail, it was you that she called on. And even though she called on you and she putting you through all this trouble right now, I feel that the bitch should be got and shot somewhere. I don't care. I feel that the bitch should be got, both of them should be got and dragged by a car.
He's advocating for the death of his brother and sister.
I'd like to kill my so-called brother and Bill Ahrens for the crap that both of them have caused over these years. Since
this is the weirdest form of therapy I've ever heard of.
Have left.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Next up, who else wants to speak?
Your dad was up on the steps.
Dad, I'd personally like to grab my father and string him up by his nuts and have a hot poker, sticking it in some coals and sticking it up his ass and burning the hell out of him.
I understand, you know, these people were kind of brainwashed, but maybe these guys were better off dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to weed out the population anyway. Might as well start with the weak-minded.
Well, I like to do to my so-called mom, the bitch. She hates purse snatchers. I would like to disguise myself and beat the bitch up and drag her ass. Drag her ass.
The guy you hear laughing, cackling, really, that's Jim Jones. He's eating this shit up. He loves it.
I beat the bitch up I beat the bitch up, I swear, and then I blow the motherfucking ass right off the earth. I personally like to do that myself.
I feel like Jim Jones is the king, and all the people in the cult are like the jesters. You know, like they're entertaining Jim Jones, and when he got bored with it, he was like, okay, let's all kill ourselves. Oh, that laugh. Good Christ. All right, one more. One more fantasy of torturing a defector.
I think that I should take a knife and cut Mr. Tupper all up real good. And,
what the hell did Mr. Tupper do? Jim Jones loves that.
Cut him up real good.
And then make him look like, you know, cut him up and then put poison in him and invite all my relatives over there and have them eat him and then I'll die.
Good fucking grief. Okay, so you get the idea. The members of the Jonestown cult were crazy. Cuckoo bananas. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news. Ooh, right now. If you like Distorted View Daily and would like to see it continue for a long, long time, why not support the program? Become a super freak. SuperFreakSideShow.com is Distorted View's member site where every week we do additional content just for paying members. You get extended shows like the one I have for you tomorrow, exclusive shows, video cast, plus full access to the entire archive of over 2,000 plus shows and videos. Sign up right now. It's very, very inexpensive. $6.99 for a monthly membership. You can also opt for a semi-annual or quarterly or yearly or even a lifetime membership. And those drive the prices down even further. So instead of $6.99 a month, it equals out to like $5-something a month. Sign up right now. SuperFreakSideShow.com. It really does help ensure that this stupidity continues on for a long, long time. You can also donate to Distorted View. I'm looking for a few good freaks to support the show that way. Go to DistortedView.com. There's a little button. You click donate. It really does help us out. Also, buy stuff from the Distorted View store. T-shirts are still on sale. We have a new black T-shirt design I've been pushing, plus cups and beanie hats, baseball caps, all sorts of good stuff. Check it out, distortedview.com/store. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up,
a shadow was sprayed in the face with weed killer.
That's absolutely right. A 60-year-old California woman is being held after spraying weed killer in the neighborhood child's face. Okay, no one can understand you, Tetsuko. You don't have to comment on these stories. Just read the headline. She said it serves that asshole right. She doesn't like little children. The 60-year-old California woman is being held by police after she allegedly sprayed weed killer into the eyes and face of a 7-year-old neighbor in retaliation for being squirted with water at a community pool. You're at a pool. You're gonna get wet. That's an example of an appropriate place to get wet. There's never an appropriate place to have your eyes sprayed with weed killer. Julie Rodenhauer of Grover Beach is being held in county jail on felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon, battery with serious injury, and child endangerment. According to neighbors in the condominium complex, Rodenhauer was accidentally squirted with water by a young girl as she neared the pool area. Rodenhauer was heard to tell the girl, "You squirted me, now I'm gonna squirt you." Rodenhauer then sprayed weed killer into the girl's face and eyes before the watching neighbors. The girl was immediately treated by family members and then paramedics before being taken to a nearby hospital, from which she was later released. According to neighbors, this is not the first altercation between Rodenhauer and members of her condominium community. Previous attempts have been made to press Homeowners Association to force her out. Rodenhauer is being held in lieu of a $100,000 bail. Two groups of people I hate. I don't know who to root for here. Old people or the little kid. Ultimately, I just don't care. It's a win-win for me.
Old people smell like hot peas.
Indeed. All right, children, you've won this round. Now let's check in with our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. I'm a fucked up state!
Do you remember that audio I played? Oh, it had to have been, what, a couple weeks ago, a month ago, where a Florida judge actually punched and beat the shit out of an assistant public defender. Yeah, the public defender was speaking, and the judge didn't like what he had to say, and vice versa. And the judge said, "Hey, let's leave. Let's go outside the courtroom, and I will fuck you up." And he did. A Florida judge accused of punching an assistant public defender during an altercation outside the courtroom has issued a public apology as he prepares to return to the bench after a leave of absence. According to Florida Today, they report that Brevard County Judge John C. Murphy wrote a letter of apology to the county's residents on Sunday. He wrote that his actions on June 2nd may have tarnished the reputation of the entire judiciary. Oh, you have nothing to worry about. You're in Florida. Nothing could possibly disgrace Florida more than everything that has gone down before this act. All right, following the incident with Andrew Weinstock, Murphy took a paid leave of absence and received anger management counseling. He was expected to return to the bench Monday morning. A court spokeswoman said Murphy will now handle civil cases. He's going to be taking it easy for a while in small claims court. All right, whatever. He'll work mainly in his chambers, locked away. He's going to be shackled to the wall at the Titusville courthouse unless there's a trial or hearing involving multiple parties. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida. And finally today, freaks, a man has been killed after his still-beating heart was pulled out of his chest. This is like kung fu movie shit. And bit into it. Oh my god, so the guy ripped out his still-beating heart and bit into it while it was still beating by his attacker after a furious fight over a bowl of noodles. This could be a kung fu movie. Yao Lao was savagely attacked following an argument with Bo Tan, 29, who wanted to share his noodles. Well, now that seems nice. When the 48-year-old victim refused to share, oh, I see, they started shouting at each other before Bo pulled out a knife and drew it across the other man's throat. An eyewitness said, "It was bloody and horrifying, and I can't get the images out of my mind. He sliced the man open like he was a bag of rice." It racist. "And pulled his heart out in front of all of us. I swear it was still beating. Several people fainted. I wish I could have fainted. I can't stop seeing it even when I close my eyes." She said that the man had carried the heart in his hands, occasionally biting it. He must have been really hungry. This is why you should always share your noodles. From now on, if a stranger comes up to me, if I'm eating something on the street and a stranger says, "Hey, can I have a piece of that?" I'm going to say yes, because you don't know when the last time they ate. Their stomach could be completely empty, save for whatever drugs they had just been inhaling or swallowing. And when you only have PCP in your system, you do some crazy shit. All right, so yeah, share your food with people. All right, so he was so hungry, he just is like, "Okay, you're not going to share your noodles? I will eat your heart." Honestly, it's probably more nutritious than lo mein noodles. All right, so where are we at here? Yes, he was biting at the heart. He made no attempt to run away as he wandered around the small pavement area near where the man's dead body lay on the ground. When police arrived on the scene, Bo did not resist arrest. Locals said they wanted more police protection in the area to prevent similar violent attacks. I don't think you have anything to worry about. Sounds like one of those fluke things. They said that officers had taken 40 minutes to turn up, and the man could have attacked anybody else walking past in that time. Well, he was content. You know, he had food, so he was working on that. He was fine. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Checking in with my freaks. If you would like your voice to appear on an episode of Distorted View Daily, call into the voicemail line, 206-666-4463, even just to say hello.
Timothy James Henson, you sexy son of a bitch.
I like the way this call is starting.
All right, so last Tuesday, you asked for weird things that people have jacked off with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anyone else has done this before. It's not like it's a regular basis thing, but I've used Velveeta.
Why would you think anyone else would have used Velveeta? Because you're like, I don't know if anyone else has tried this. What? It would never cross anyone's mind to try using Velveeta to jerk off with. And by the way, respect yourself. Use real fucking cheese. It's barely a cheese product. You know, it's like it's not in the dairy section. It's like in a box on a shelf next to soup and shit. It's like jerking off with Cheese Whiz. No. Get yourself some aged cheddar. Melt that shit down. You'll thank me. It's going to be thicker. It's going to provide a better jerk-off experience, I would think. I don't know. All right. So this guy supposedly jerked off with Velveeta. I'm going to need to see pics and vid, please.
I don't know if anyone else has done this before. It's not like it's a regular basis thing, but I've used Velveeta.
I'm glad you said this wasn't a regular thing. Like, you're saving the Velveeta for special occasions. It would be really weird if that's the only way you could get off. I'm not sure. I just feel like, you know, constantly jerking off with Velveeta would be a bit costly. Plus, a lot of preparation is involved. You got to melt it down. And then after you jerk off with the Velveeta, you've got cheesy cock, and your hand is all messy.
As in the cheese.
Yeah.
Well, you can barely call it cheese, but, you know, pop that shit in the microwave, jerk off with it. Feels pretty good, to be honest.
You got to be very... If you're popping that in the microwave, that could get very hot. You've got to... I just feel like this is just a bad idea. You're going to hurt yourself. In the end, Velveeta's going to bite you in the ass. Huh. Now, fashioning some sort of cheese dildo would be interesting. Fuck yourself in the ass with that.
You, Timmy Boo.
Cheese dildo.
Calling up with a quick book recommendation. A lot of folks have learned about S&M from the 50 Shades of Grey series,
yes,
which is a great guidebook on how to get badly hurt both emotionally and physically. They do it all wrong. It's basically S&M for the inept who are self-destructive.
S&M for dummies.
If you actually want to do S&M competently and actually enjoy it, I highly recommend the book Screw the Roses, Send Me the Thorns by Philip Miller and Molly Devon, two actual sadomasochists with a lot of experience. You also, on a recent episode, commented that you don't understand sadomasochism.
I don't understand any of these sexual activities with a lot of bells and whistles. If you have a kink, like S&M, and you got like a fucking dungeon and shit like that, you've got too much free time on your hands. I'm a busy guy, believe it or not. I get in, get out, blow my load, move on with my day. Sex feels awesome enough without having to use any accoutrement, as Jack Remney would say. Accoutrement? I mean, look, if it's a hobby, you know, if in your spare time you like to set up crucifixes and stuff and hang on that shit and pour candle wax on your cock, more power to you. But if that's the only way you can really get off, if that's the only way you can enjoy sex, you've got some issues you need to deal with.
And S&M and the like, in part because of all the work involved.
Yes!
Well, I want to let you know, there's actually a very important issue at play here. It's not the way you have sex every single time. That would be tiring and exhausting.
Yeah.
But, you know, just as you'll occasionally...
But aren't there, like, those people who, like, start this extreme sex stuff, and then, you know, they find regular sex boring, and they don't even want anything to do with it anymore?
...generally have a really nice dinner that takes a lot of work to prepare. It's similar to that. Yes, people in the S&M have plenty of nights where they just have macaroni and cheese for dinner, just like everybody else.
Okay.
But sometimes you prepare a banquet.
Once again, Haley's Comet has provided lots of information... Too much information. People will call in and say, why is Haley's Comet giving up this information? No one asked for it, but, you know, that's why we love Haley's Comet. You can also purchase Haley's book, The Unofficial Distorted View Bar Guide. And the fact that I promote it, doesn't that kind of make it an official Distorted View Bar Guide? I don't even know why I'm doing it. Am I seeing any money from this? No. But this guy, you know, put a lot of effort into making drinks based on Distorted View references, which is kind of cool. So, sure, why not? Go. It's a Kindle book. You can just search for Distorted View or Unofficial Distorted View Bar Guide on Amazon. Is it available on iTunes? Probably not.
Top five things I took away from the movie Maleficent. One, hate...
I won't see that movie because I can't pronounce the title. I have a real problem. I can't ever remember how to pronounce that.
All men.
Maleficent is how I want to pronounce it, and I don't think that's right.
Because
Maleficent.
They,
wait, what did he call it? Was I right?
Top five things I took away from the movie Maleficent.
Maleficent. Maleficent. I don't remember how I pronounce it, but it's always different.
One, hate all men because they just ruin the magic in the world. Mm-hmm. Two, love leather because even on over-the-hill rich bitches, it looks great. Three, neo-goth Wiccan girls need other movies to love other than Nightmare Before Christmas and The Labyrinth. Four, George Lucas fucking up his own franchise is going to look like nothing compared to Disney fucking up theirs. and 5.
Well, but isn't that movie doing exceptionally well in the box office?
Take those stupid fucking high-ass cheekbones off of Angelina Jolie and throw them onto Benedict Cumberbatch and turn his ass into David Bowie for a biopic, because it would look perfect. And since this was far too normal for a voicemail, I also recorded my first amateur porn the other night. It was for a girl for her birthday, and she wanted me to take her iPhone and film her fucking her from behind. Yeah. And I did. And she shot air out of her pussy the entire fucking time.
Do any of you guys have porn of yourselves up on, like, XTube or XHamster or any of those websites? Send me a link. I would love to see my listeners having sex.
Hey, Kimmy Boo. This is Sidechip member Jesse. I'm listening to 6/19/14 show.
Sick, okay.
And you didn't understand when the big fat black guy said, I'm finna have...
It means I'm fixin' to do something.
Something, I don't know. But I'm from South Carolina, and in the South, we say, I'm fixing to do something.
Yeah, someone called, and it may have been on a Sideshow exclusive program explaining that to me.
Fixing to do something. And I guess...
They ended their call with, God, Tim, you're so white.
Yes.
As if I'm supposed to know this shit, funna.
Fitting kind of sounds like it. Like, yeah. I'm finna...
I'm fixing, that's the only way it would make sense, finna, because it ends with finna, I'm finna, it should be finnin, I'm finnin to do something, not finna.
Suck this dick, I don't know. Alright, anyways, bye.
That's just some TNB for you. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
When can you puke in my mouth?
That's my princess. Spread the distortion, STD. Very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, remote.
Just help yourself.
Keep yourself.